Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips in this continuing series on the air and instructions, wanting to share with you my passion, my commitment to helping people create a culture of preparedness in the face of a changing world with a principle-based approach to preparedness, not just a list of things, but an understanding of why and how things work. Now, this is number four in our series, and we're continuing where we left off last week in the Winter Without Worries series. And before we get started, also, I want to remind you that if you have any questions, you can email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or if you don't have access to the Internet, you can leave a message at a toll-free voicemail, which is 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. We'd love to hear from you. Your suggestions and ideas are welcome. We'll be sure that all your questions do get answered. As I said, this is a series, and so I would encourage you to go back and listen to the programs that are recorded. They're archived on RBN. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can hear the previous programs that have been produced, because I'm building on them as we go along, just doing quick reviews so you get an idea of what we've talked about before, but continuing in the series. You remember my statement about what I call the truth about life? There's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. Now, touching very quickly on some of these concepts and principles before, as we get ready to go into the new material, just in case somebody is brand new, I'd like you to kind of know what we've been talking about, but please go back and listen to those previous programs. They cover these things in depth. Remember, the first law of survival is luck. That's an acronym for laboring under correct knowledge. The second law of survival, if you want to make it through really tough times, you must learn and practice right now. Learn and practice CPR. CPR stands for courage, patience, and resourcefulness. And when I talk about giving principles about how and why things work, the reason we do that is, rather than just a list of things, you see, if I just gave you a list of stuff and said, hey, go buy this stuff, you'll be okay, when things get really tough, you'll just give up and die, not understanding how and why things work. If you remember that this concept of freedom, we talk about fear first when we're talking about freedom, because the definition of fear is ignorance. If you want to live a fearless life, you must obtain knowledge. Of course, that knowledge must be founded on truth and correct principles. The description of freedom is this: it is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge, or as it's stated in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. Remember, I asked the question about what's a parachute, and we discussed that in a previous program. Well, a parachute is something, or the parachute principle is simply this: you have to have it before you need it. You have to have it on when you need it. You have to actually know how to use it. You have to actually use it, and it must be of life-saving quality. That's why I teach things the way that I teach them. This principle also that I talk about, provident living. Living providently is making provisions for the future. Next week, next year, next winter, next decade, next life. If you're doing things today to be ready for that future, that's living providently. Simple concept, but very powerful. Here's the order of priority of all of the things that make up provident living. Short little list of principles, but very simply it is this. Number one, top of the list, nothing takes precedence over this, and that is spiritual, your spiritual life, who you really are and what's inside of you. Number two will determine whether you live or die. When things are really, really tough, when it's as bad as it can get, it's your attitude that will determine whether you're going to make it or not. And we're going to talk about the things that help you create an attitude that says, I can make it no matter what. That's what knowledge is all about, is changing your attitude so you say, I can make it no matter what. See you right after this break.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips. Just before the break, we were talking about this concept, this principle of living providently, provident living. Number one on the list is spiritual. Number two is attitude. Your attitude is going to determine whether you make it or not when things really get bad. How do you change your attitude that says, I can make it no matter what? Well, gave you the hint. It's knowledge. See, when you have true and complete knowledge about something, what's your attitude about it? Well, I can deal with it. I didn't say you'll like it. I didn't say it's easy. I just said that your attitude is, I understand what to do, therefore I'll do it. Then number four on this list is the material things. I like to call it stuff, just to kind of de-emphasize it a little bit, because the order of priority is spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and then it's the material things that you have around you or that you can create and make and put together because you see you have an understanding of how and why things work. That's what knowledge is all about. Now, with those things in hand, you can start to understand this statement that I say, you're not safe just because of the stuff that you own. You're safe because of all of these things. It's your spiritual life, it's your attitude, it's your knowledge, and then it's the stuff. It has to be in that order. All right, when we talk about the material things, because that's what we focus a lot on this program, is this principle of stuff, I call it wilderness wisdom. And within wilderness wisdom, there are two parts. The first one is, we call them the preparedness parachutes, and then the second part is the permanent or long-term provisions. The parachutes very quickly. Now, here again, go back and listen to previous programs. These things are covered in depth. I'm just giving you the highlights right now very quickly. The preparedness parachutes, or the emergency parachutes, they are clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs. Clothing, water, sanitation, special needs, that's for the short term. That's when things have happened. It's during the first few days or maybe up to about 2 weeks. And, of course, you notice there's not food on that list if you're hearing this for the first time. I'm not saying we have to fast. We're just talking about the things that will get you in trouble, will hurt you, will kill you the soonest when things are really bad. The weather is bad and you're outside and you have no structural shelter, then your clothing is your personal shelter. You must have water. You don't live long without that. If you have sanitation issues and you're not taking care of that early on, you get sick and you die. Maybe it takes you a month to die, but you're still dead, so what's the point? And then special needs covers all the other things that are really drawn from the list of eight from the long-term provisions. Here's the long-term provisions. Number one, clothing. Number two, water. Number three, sanitation, just like the parachutes. Number four is nutrition. You must have nutrition and high-quality nutrition, particularly when you're under stress. Number five is shelter. Number six, wellness. Of course, everything really is about wellness, but these are some of the other unique things that don't quite in another category. And then there's tools and supplies. Now, when you're putting together your provisions to live providently, they have to be based on principle, not profits or cost. They have to be part of a system so that everything works together synergistically. And, of course, it's all expandable because you're going to start where you are and move on. Whether you're somebody who's brand new, just getting started, that's where you're at. Or if you're somebody who's been doing this for 30 or 40 years, that's where you're at, but you can still build on that. Well, we've been talking about the first parachute the last little while, last class or last program was. The parachute is clothing. One of the things I find people very poorly prepared for is winter and how to deal with it. So what you're going to have to do is adapt the things that I teach to the conditions that you face. It's different in Montana than it is in Key West, Florida. So you'll have to adapt them, but the principles don't change. You start out by using what you have. You can expand as you can, and then don't skip here. Because, see, if you skimp on this, if you kind of cheat, if you say, well, I think this might work, it could cost you your life when things are truly bad. All right? Clothing, of course, includes a whole lot of things that should be in there. We're going to focus on cold weather and winter since winter's coming on, and that's the one people are poorly prepared for. But it does include things like work gloves, good, sturdy, all-leather work gloves, because if you're having to use your hands, you don't want to tear them up in an emergency because you lose your ability to work. So that's an important thing to have in your supplies. And other things you wouldn't think of as being clothing, but sunscreen, that's personal protection. That's all that clothing is personal protection. So sunscreen, a broad-brimmed hat in the hot sun and the heat, of course, is important. Then, depending on where you are, insect repellent and mosquito screening, as no-see-em netting, these things can be very important. And you wear them, that's clothing. We also have rain protection, things like that. And remember that nighttime clothing, something we put on at night, we very often call bedding or a sleeping bag. So expand your horizons on clothing. And, of course, I point out to everybody, particularly when you see me live or on DVDs, I always hold up my pocket knife that's tied to me with a lanyard. I've got it right now. I'm sitting here in my little studio. There's my pocket knife on a lanyard so I can't lose it. I call it clothing because I wear it all the time. It's with me. But it's also clothing because it's a tool that allows me to make clothing in an emergency. I can cut up the front seat of my car. I can get into a plane seat, snowmobile seat, snowcat seat, whatever it is. There's all kinds of wonderful things in there we'll be talking about to insulate you and protect you. We want to face winter without being worried about it. That's why I call my class Winter Without Worries when we do the full series live with people. Here's this concept. If you know how to swim, doesn't make any difference how deep the water is. If you know how to stay warm, it doesn't make any difference how cold it is. Very often when people are facing winter and emergencies, they think in terms of having an auxiliary source of heat, and I encourage you to do that. Backup fuels and backup stoves are wonderful things to have. You might live in a wood lot or an area where there's a lot of wood and you have a mountainous pile of wood. That's great, and you can take care of yourself, but most people don't have that. They don't have access to the materials, and besides, besides that, it's not portable. If you must leave your place of arrest of residence, you can only take so much wood with you, and then what are you going to do? So it comes back to clothing is the answer, and that's why I talk about clothing as the first line of defense to shelter your body, because it's personal, it's portable, you can take it with you, and when you make your clothing right, you can literally live outside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without the necessity of a certainly a heated structure, or even without any kind of a structure, you'll be okay. All right, the laws of physics is something that we talk about. I've reviewed those in greater depth, just to highlight right here. The primary law of physics we're looking at for clothing is we need to retain body heat and release moisture, get rid of moisture that may get into the clothing. Well, how do you know that your clothing really works? How do you know that you're prepared to deal with these things? How would you have a knowledge of those things? Well, you go do it. And some of the things that I'm going to be teaching you here, I encourage you to go do something with it, or as I talk about it all the time, play with it. Have fun with it. Have fun now so that when the hard times come, you're ready to deal with things. Remember what I said, just brief review before. If you go down to the store and you look at some sleeping bag or coat or boot and it has a hang tag on it, you know, it's a performance rating or sometimes a comfort rating or a comfort range. How's that worked out for you? If you've read those hang tags and bought something, have you been satisfied with it? In fact, so far, I've never run into anybody that says, I bought this sleeping bag and said it was good for 20 below zero. I slept in at 20 below zero, and it was great. Everybody I've ever talked to has said, I bought it. I was using it at temperatures that were above where they said it was, and I was dying in this thing. I mean, I was miserable. I was suffering, whether it be footwear or coats or jackets or sleeping bags. So how can you tell that something will really work? We go back again to use it. But what's the problem here? See, the problem is they put a temperature rating on there. That is meaningless because you need more information. Just a temperature rating doesn't mean much. That might be a guideline to give you an idea how it stacks up against something else, but it's not an absolute indication of what it will do for you. See, to have a meaningful hang tag, the performance rating should tell you, first off, how cold. It must also tell you for how long. See, I hold up on my class all the time when I'm there talking about keeping your feet warm. I hold up a pair of thongs, flip-flops, and I say, these things are good for 60 below zero, and it's a true statement. How long? Yeah, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, not very long. It's certainly better to stand on that insulated piece of foam on the snow rather than standing right in the snow with your bare feet, so it is an improvement, not much, but it's somewhat of an improvement, because I have to tell you how long. They're good for 60 below zero for 3 seconds. Okay, now you know something. Have to tell you under what conditions. Are we talking calm? Are we talking the wind is blowing? Are we talking at altitude? Are we talking at sea level? Are we talking about when there's precipitation coming at you in the warmer temperatures? Is it raining and the wind is blowing? Are we talking about calm? If it's in the winter, are we talking about it's snowing and it's a blizzard with a screaming, howling wind? All of those things come into play. And then the other part of it is, what is your personal health or your personal condition? See, if you're dehydrated, you're going to get cold. If your core is cold, your feet are not going to stay warm. We already covered that in previous class. So it's understanding how all these things fit together as a system that's extremely important. All right? Last time we talked about insulation, kind of the truth about insulation. Some key points there were, is that first off, what is it that actually insulates you in this clothing? You put on a coat, you put on mittens or a hat or anything. And what is it that's the actual insulating material? Not the stuff that's on the hang tag, not the thing that has the registered or trademark name behind it. The only thing that actually insulates you in the clothing is trapped, stabilized, dry, non-moving air. Simple as that. These little pockets, little bubbles of air. So insulation is air. That's what we use. A better insulation would be a vacuum, but we just can't figure out how to package that around the body, so we just simply use air. Within the insulation, there is no heat in the insulation. The job of the insulation is to retain body heat, to keep it from moving outside. And then the other thing to understand is there is no magic in insulation. You see, it's very simple. It's air. There's no heat in it. It's just using the basic laws of physics and materials to take care of you, and that's what I want you to understand. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and review after this break, and then we will continue with new materials.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Prepare Without Fear on this beautiful beginning of winter day, it looks like, here at my place. I enjoy the snow and I enjoy the change of the seasons. If you have questions that you would like to submit to us, I'll be sure that they get answered. They will all come to me. That will be askjim@preparemyfamily.com. askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or you can leave a voice message at 1-888-YOU-GET-SET. Also, you could go to the website, which is preparemyfamily.com. That's www.preparemyfamily.com. I encourage you to go back and listen to previous classes that are archived with RBN, or if you would like to get a DVD that we've produced. In fact, we're producing a number of them. There's more that will be coming. We have four DVDs that are done now, but the first one is available to get people started in the series with the basis of all of these principles, 2 hours of principle-based training. It's $5.50. You can order that online. There's a little button on there that says DVD giveaway. We're giving the information away. The cost is to get it delivered to you. Or, again, call in to 888-YOU-GET-SET, and you can leave a request there. We will get back with you. Now, just before the break, we've been talking about insulation. helping you understand that the only thing that actually insulates you is trapped, stabilized, dry, non-moving air. There's no heat and insulation. It's not magic, but it's extremely powerful. When you obey the rules, it's wonderful. So how much of this trapped, stabilized, dry, non-moving air do you need to be comfortable in the harsh conditions of winter? Well, let's talk about Arctic conditions for a moment. And, of course, some people are going to say, hey, listen, crazy man on the radio goes to the Arctic. I'm smarter than that. Well, most of you, most people in this country are exposed to Arctic-type conditions. It may only be for a few hours or a few days. It may just be during the night and during the day. It's, you know, above freezing, above zero or what have you. And so you're not exposed to Arctic conditions very long. But the point is, if you're caught out in Arctic conditions and you're not prepared for it, you can suffer, get injured, or die. So you need to be willing to understand that Arctic is all around us. So how much insulation do you need? If you'll cover your body from head to foot with 1 inch of trapped, stabilized, dry, non-moving air, then you can be retaining enough heat, you'd be okay. Now remember, it's not the thickness of the material, it's the air equivalent thickness of 1 inch is what you're looking for. All right? I like to debunk some of this where there's people, organizations, institutions, manufacturers selling this stuff about thin insulation. You know, it's really a matter of thickness, folks. If you want to stay warm in the cold, the principle is this: look fat. You're going to have to put on enough thickness so that you can trap enough air. And if you say, I don't want to be looking fat, it's not socially acceptable, I want to be slim and trim and racy looking and those things, well, then here's your choices. Number one, freeze. Of course, if you're freezing, now that you know the principle, then please don't whine about it. Just freeze in silence and enjoy being cold, or move someplace where it's warm. Of course, I know there's a lot of people that have moved south, but I do remember back in the, I think it was in the very early 70s, El Paso, Texas, down in that area, they dropped below zero. I know Albuquerque, New Mexico, went to 17 below because I have family there. Every now and then you get extreme cold snaps that'll go way south. So even if you move south, it can get cold enough to certainly cause you to be miserable, if not hurt you. So that's the truth about insulation. We talked about materials. What are the kinds of materials that you're going to use? Well, let's evaluate the two primary properties of insulation. Number one, it's air content. We already talked about that. The material, when you pick it up, it's going to be low density, which means it's fat and thick and puffy, and it doesn't have a lot of weight to it. The air is going to be in small pockets, and it won't be able to move easily. There'll be lots of air in it. That's what it's all about. The other property that's so important is how it manages moisture, how it handles moisture. First off, you want materials that will not like water. They want to get rid of water. They will not easily pick up water, and they will easily dry with not very much heat. This issue about water early on, law of physics was retain heat, release moisture. Why do we want to manage moisture? Because water, moisture in your clothing, transfers heat 25 times faster than air. So a little bit of moisture makes a huge difference. When we're looking at these materials, we have in the natural material area, you have cotton, wool, down. There's some silk and there's some furs and skins and things like that, but the most accessible that people have is cotton, wool, and down. We talked about them in the previous class. You remember the moisture handling problem is cotton is a wicking material. It sucks up and holds moisture. Try it. Drop a piece of cotton in a cloth in a dish. It'll go right to the bottom. Wool also will suck up and hold moisture. So will cotton. But if you had to choose one, which is the best? Well, we've heard traditionally that wool is the best thing to use because it's warmer when wet. That's true as long as you limit the statement to say, if I'm looking at cotton, wool, down, skins, silk, any of those things, wool is the best thing to use of those choices because it is warmer when wet and it's much slower on the uptake of water. If you want to see this in detail, there's a DVD. It's the second one in our series, The Self-Reliant Family. And you see the water test in there. We time it right out, and you watch what happens. Cotton's down in seconds to the bottom of the dish. The down, the feathers, it takes them a little bit longer. The wool takes the longest of all. It goes to the bottom. Those are all hydrophilic materials. They like water. They suck them up. They hold them, and they don't get rid of it very easily. So we'll continue with our materials discussion, our review, just after this break, and we will teach you the things that you want to use that'll do the best possible job for you so you can face winter without fear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips, your host. Okay, if it's not a natural material, what would it be called? It's synthetic materials. The primary synthetic materials you'll have access to are the polypropylene, polyurethane, and the polyester materials. Those would be the primary ones that you have. Polyester being the most common one that's out there. When you look at the trade name of some of these insulations that are in sleeping bags or coats and parkas and things like that, they'll have some kind of a trademark named on there, but then read the tag and it'll usually say 100% polyester insulation. Polyester is a material that does not absorb moisture right into the fiber itself. The other one is polypropylene. Polypropylene was really the first of them that was more commonly available to be made into, you know, underwear and layers of things you could wear. Then we have polyurethane foams, open cell foams. We'll talk more about that. If you do a quick comparison on these things, if they're all puffed up with air, you've got insulation value there, but how do they handle moisture? Well, the synthetics, when you do your moisture test, if you drop them on a dish of water, the polyester batting material will just float there. The polypropylene that you put on the fabric, it'll just float there. It won't suck water up into it. The open-cell polyurethane foam. Now, you can make foams that act like sponges, but we're talking about just a very simple open-pore foam. You lay it on top of the water, it does not suck water up into it. It just lays there forever. So we call them hydrophobic materials. They don't like the water. They don't try and pick it up. So they're slow on the uptake of water, and they want to get rid of water very easily. But here is a safety note on all synthetics, whether we're talking nylon shells, polyester fabrics, polyester battings, polypropylene or polyurethane. They are all basically a plastic material, and they will, in fact, melt and or burn, with the exception of the aramid family that doesn't burn or melt, but it's very expensive and it's not common. You won't see it. Nomex is one of those. So you have to be careful around flame and fire. This is extremely important if you're dealing with young people and children. In fact, I will tell you that if you're dealing with young people and children, or if you're an adult who's going to be around flame and fire, it's actually a very good idea to put cotton on the outside. We do not use cotton, any fabric inside. We don't try to use it as a layer for insulation. But cotton on the outside or wool on the outside, neither one of them melt, and they don't burn easily, usually in the winter especially, because they're always wet. They have to dry out before they'll burn. So cotton is an acceptable shell fabric. Now, when you're pushing the limits, when you're going for the extremes, you don't want to use cotton on the outside because it's going to pick up moisture. It'll become ice encrusted, and then you lose the ability to get moisture through it. All right? I told you at the very end of the program, you can try a little experiment. If you want to see how this works, get for yourself. You probably have a cotton sweat sock. Sweat sock ought to be a hint. You got those thick cotton socks. You can get a wool sock and then get a synthetic sock. They'll usually be polyester. Get them all soaking wet. Put them in your dryer. Turn on the dryer. Come back 15 minutes later. What do you have? You have a cotton sock and a wool sock that are just loaded with hot water, and you have a dry synthetic sock. The moisture comes out of the synthetics very easily. That should be a hint as to which one will perform the best for you in terms of how it would handle moisture. Okay, now, if you'd like to get more information on this, if you want to read some on this, there's some free information that's available. In fact, if you will do a Google search and put in Jim Phillips and foam, just type in your Google box in there, Jim Phillips and foam, you're going to come up with several things. One of them will be a link to our website that's called Surviving the Cold. There's 5 pages of a lot of the things I've been telling you about here. It's free. Download it, print it out, make copies, give it away. Or if you want to get it right on the website, you just go to www.preparemyfamily.com. In the lower left-hand corner, there's a preparedness library. There'll be a lot more things coming in the future. I'm working to get up as much as I can, as quick as I can. There's one there called Surviving the Cold. It's the same article. Print it out, download it, give copies away, but it'll help you understand a little more about how these things work and so that you can keep yourself safe in the winter. Well, the question that people ask, now we're getting, that was all review so far. Now the question that people ask is, well, all right, what is the best material to use for insulation? There's many, many different things available. Most of them that you'll see commonly are this batting material. I call them tangled fibers. And they tangle them together or they weave them together. We want to use synthetics, obviously, from what we've talked about, with the safety consideration of melt and burn. Just protect it from that, and then the synthetics do a far better job than cotton, wool, or down. So you can use the tangled fibers, or what we're going to be talking about from now on, and this is what I've been using for years. When I say years, I'll give you a little more history here shortly. But that is using open-cell polyurethane foam plastic. It's all around you. This is what's so important about it. It's all around you, and in an emergency, it will save your life. Where do you find it? Well, if you're in a padded chair, you're probably sitting on it. If you're in a car listening to this, you're probably sitting on it. If you're in an airplane, you probably aren't listening to this, but if you ride an airplane, you're probably sitting on it. We use it in cushioning. We use it in mattresses. It's very common. Now, not all of it is ideal. Not all of it is perfect. It's not, if you were going to build something from scratch, you wouldn't necessarily want to use that, just the common foams you'll find. But in an emergency, any one of them will insulate you. Remember what I said earlier about my pocket knife that I held up in your mind's eye and opened the blade right here that I just did again? It's kind of a habit with me. I said, you see this knife right here? This is what you can use to chop into the benches, the seats, the front seat of the car, your couch cushion at home, wherever you may find some padding. It's probably going to be the polyurethane foams. If that product was manufactured since the 1970s, it's going to be loaded with foam. Sometimes it's stiff. It's not quite as flexible as you want, but it'll still insulate you. Sometimes the hole sizes are a little small and it isn't quite as open as you would like. It'll still insulate you and it'll still let some moisture get through. If it's been used, it may in fact be dirt. It'll still work. Insulate yourself with it. I'll tell you a little story here. This happened years ago. Now, my father is the founding, he's the guy that came up with all of these things. I was a young guy at home when we were freezing our hinies, and I went with him because he was my hero, and it all started there. Back in the 70s, as he was teaching classes, I was teaching classes, he learned of a couple of young ladies that were trapped in the cold. They had been going to a university. They decided to take their Christmas vacation, go up into the mountains, and just look around at the winter. Now, it was an area where normally they didn't have very severe winters. But a winter storm came in, as sometimes happened. The car got stuck. They were stuck in that car for several days. They survived because they wanted to. They desired to. They were finally rescued and found. They were injured. One of these ladies ended up in the hospital and lost part of her feet and toes and part of one leg. She was amputated because of the frostbite that occurred. The other one had less severe injuries, but my father learned about this. He was over in another state, heard it on the news that this lady was in the hospital, this young woman, recovering from his injuries. He traveled over there to visit her, just to simply say, congratulations on surviving. I'm so glad you did. Those things are tough. He just wanted to visit and be kind to her, knowing that she was going to carry the scars of that the rest of her life. Now, the story that he didn't tell her, and the story that I tell you, is that if those young women had understood in the car, they were trapped in their car, in that car, there was headliners, and there was seats in the front and the back of the car, and if they would have cut them up, even if you don't have a knife, you've got an outside mirror that you can break and come up with something to cut into it, cut the fabrics so that you can peel out the foam, they would have been able to protect their feet and their hands and perhaps not have been injured at all, or certainly not as severely. It would have been unkind to tell them, well, you really made a mistake there. He just wanted to congratulate him for living. But I'm telling you, carry a knife. Understand what you're sitting on. And if you get trapped, be fairly quick to cut up the front seat of your car. You can replace the front seat of that four-wheel drive pickup, but you can't grow new toes, fingers, feet, or a new life. So take care of yourself. That's why this foam is so important, to understand what it will do for you in an emergency. It can save your life. Well, we're going to use it to build our clothing, but let's talk a little further about the principles of why we're doing this. But I want you to understand it is the urethane foam that we would use. And when you're building these things from scratch, you can get this foam in different thicknesses so you can make it fit your situation and what your needs are. Go to some of the other materials we use in producing our clothing, because I'm going to do the best I can to teach you how to do this over the air. I love doing it in live classes, and it's fun to show and tell and have you touch and feel, but I'll give you enough information here. You're way ahead of where we were back in the 60s and 70s and even 80s, understanding how it worked and what we could do. The thing you must have to go along with an insulation is fabrics that cover them and line them. I mean, I've got a piece of this foam right here, and I can hold, blow right through it. I'm talking right through it. It's very open. Well, what does that mean? If you're wearing it outside and it's very open, well, the wind will blow through it. So we're going to use shell materials on the outside, first off, for mechanical protection, because since foam or fiber materials, insulation materials, they're all weak because they're mostly air, and air is not very strong. So we use materials to protect them mechanically from rip, tear, puncture, and even to protect them from even fire and melting in some cases. As I told you about, putting cotton or wool on the outside may be appropriate, or Nomex or things like that. So that's a mechanical protection. We also want to use a material on the outside to protect it from the environment, from the wind that would blow, see, right through this stuff. I hold up my mouth, the wind will cut right through it. It'll also blow rain and snow and those things into it. So the shell material on the outside is to protect it from damage and from precipitation and wind. The lining fabrics that'll go on the inside are just there primarily to protect the foam and to make them a little more comfortable to wear, or the other insulation materials that holds it all together, whether it's foam or anything else. We have to have lining materials and shell materials on the outside. Now, basically, there's two types of materials you can use, just like insulation. You have the natural materials, which would include cotton, wool, and, of course, silk would be there. And you could look at skins and leather, but those are not very common. What's the issue with the natural materials? It's the same issue as we had with insulation. They, in fact, pick up, hold, and don't want to get rid of moisture very easily, so that's a problem with them. It is a real problem on the inside. You never, never, ever want to put cotton inside close to you or inside the insulation because it'll hold that moisture in there close to you. See, cotton is a warm weather fabric. It's designed to wick moisture, pick it up and pull it away from the body. And then, as in a sweatsuit, what does a sweatsuit do? Picks up your perspiration that you sweat into it, and then it evaporative cools so that it cools you. And that's great in July, but that's a lousy idea in January, unless you happen to live in Hawaii, and then perhaps you need it there. But you certainly don't need it in Montana in January. All right, so you have the natural materials, and then, of course, you have the synthetic materials. Natural materials being hydrophilic, they like moisture, and the synthetics being hydrophobic, they don't like it. Primary materials that you're going to have in the synthetic materials will be nylon, and you'll have polyesters. Those would be the two main types of materials. But you'll find these materials treated very often. Two different kinds of treatment. One is that it's left like natural, there really isn't any treatment. Or the other one is they'll be coated, waterproofed. Now, you can use, some sprays and silicones that would be okay in terms of making the fibers repel water. But what I'm really talking about is when it's coated on the backside with a film or a material that seals it up completely and makes it waterproof, meaning that water cannot get through it. Well, let's talk about waterproofing for a moment. Since you may be dealing with waterproof fabrics, in fact, I've told you in some of the previous sessions here that in the winter, in the cold, below freezing, you do not want to use waterproofing. Waterproofing is a problem. Let's understand why. People say, wait a minute. I was outside. It was 20 degrees, and I got wet. Now, I didn't have waterproofing on, and I got wet. I got wet from the snow. I got wet from things around me. And, of course, you know when you get wet in the cold, you get cold because moisture transfers heat 25 times faster than air. So the natural thought would be, this is what we went through decades ago, well, we better put on some waterproofing so we don't get wet from the snow. So let's talk about the wet and cold issue. How do things really work? Now, if I'm in a live class, I always like to find someone in the audience and say, who's into science and technology? Do we have an engineer here? I pick on engineers because I am one. So I say, who's an engineer? Who's into science and technology? And then I ask that person, I'm going to ask all of you this question, what is snow? Just what is snow? Well, snow is nothing more than water that got cold enough that it turns into a solid state, and it happens to be puffed up with a bunch of air at the same time. So snow is solid water. It's water in its solid state. So tell me this. If it's in its solid state, is it wet? Well, of course not. It's dry when it's a solid. It's only wet when it's a liquid. And if it's below freezing, below zero, it's not a liquid, obviously, so it can't be wet. It's like sand. It's dust. It's dry. That environment in the winter when it's all frozen is a very, very dry environment. I know if the temperatures are 30 degrees, things are kind of mushy. But let's talk about the cold. So if snow and ice are dry, how do you get wet from them? Well, simple. We're just dealing with the laws of physics here. It's very simple. You get wet from them by doing what? Well, you warm it up. You see, when you take ice and you warm it up and it gets above freezing, what does it do? It's melt. It melts. It turns into a liquid. You're going to get wet. So if you warm up that snow or that ice that's on your clothing, it's going to become liquid, and then it can get your clothing wet. So how do you melt snow in the winter? Well, it's body heat. You're running. See, here's the problem. It's not that there's a problem with the cold or the snow or the winter. The problem is you got lousy clothing on. If you're getting wet out in the snow, it means you do not have enough insulation on to keep your body heat from escaping to the outside where it'll melt to the snow. So, and then that's when you say, well, we got to put on insulation. So this is what I say. People that are making clothing that's waterproofed, it is an admission of two things. First off, they really don't understand how it works. And secondly, it's an admission that they don't have enough insulation on to keep you from melting snow with body heat. So they have to waterproof you. Here, what's the problem with waterproofing? Well, the problem with waterproofing is that let's define the human body. I like to take it to real simple terms. What is the human body? What are you? Well, you're nothing more than a big bag of water. That's all we are. We're water-based creatures. We have a lot of water in us, and we leak all over the place as water's coming out, getting out. So we're going to talk about this issue of water coming out of the body and moisture management, those things, right after our break, so that you will understand how to stay dry, comfortable, warm, and safe in the cold and in extreme cold. See you right after this break.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
post on Prepare Without Fear. Remember, if you have any questions, you can send an email to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or leave a voice message at 888-YOU-GET-SET. Well, we were talking about this issue of getting wet in the winter out in the cold and the snow. We've established that when your clothing gets wet, you're going to get, you know, miserable in a hurry. Been there and done that one. Remember those old days of suffering in the cold. So we understand that getting wet is a real problem, and a lot of people say, well, you have to waterproof to stay dry in the cold. Well, that's not true, because it means you are getting wet because you're melting the snow. You need more insulation. That's the first thing that you do, is you have enough insulation on so that you won't be melting the snow. And then the second part of it is this idea about waterproofing. Well, you're a big bag of water. We said that. And you have all this water that comes out of you. Even if you're not working hard, even if you're sitting still, your skin, it transports water through to the outside all the time to lubricate it and keep it moist. And that moisture that comes out, now here's one of the laws of physics. When I talk about working with the laws of physics, here's what I mean by that. There's a law in physics, law in nature, that simply says that moisture wants to move from where it is warm to where it's cold. Well, it better be warm next to you inside of your clothing, and the moisture wants to move to the outside. I'll explain a little more on that in a moment, but that's where it wants to go. If you put a waterproof barrier, a membrane, a vapor barrier on the outside, that moisture is going to get trapped inside and start building up. Now, if you're not very active, it might take a whole day or two before you really become damp. But if you're working hard outside, in a matter of just a few hours, you get enough moisture in your clothing that has a huge impact on the insulation value. In fact, most people have experienced this. Let me explain to you some of the things you probably experienced. You got yourself dressed and you went outside. And let's say it's really, really cold outside, so you really put on the layers and all the things that you would wear so you could go outside. You have all these things on. You went outside, you're working hard, and after maybe an hour or two or three or four, all of a sudden it was like somebody flipped the switch. And you went from being okay to now like you're getting chilly, you're getting cold, and it gets worse and worse and worse. You work harder, you're okay, and you're looking forward. I got to get home, so I'm all right. What has happened? Well, in most cases, I will tell you, what's occurring is, remember, moisture moves, heat travels through moisture 25 times faster than it does in air. So you put in just a little bit of moisture, a little bit of that perspiration, a little bit of that sweat, and your clothing gets distributed around in there. It starts moving heat a little faster, the more you get them, the faster it moves out. And then all of a sudden you can't stay warm because it's being transported to the outside. That's the problem with putting on waterproofing, because it'll trap it inside. All right. So here's what it comes down to in managing moisture. First off, you want to minimize the input of moisture. That's outside precipitation, input of moisture into the insulation. The other one, of course, is you can reduce perhaps the perspiration that's on the inside. But if you're working hard, you're going to sweat. Simple as that. So reduce the amount of moisture that's coming in. Of course, somebody says, well, what do you do if it's 30 degrees and it's raining or sleeting? Well, that's when you'd like to have a raincoat, slickers, poncho, piece of plastic or something over the outside. I'm not saying that you just stand out there and get wet. I'm simply saying that you don't put waterproofing directly on the shell material that's attached to your clothing. So we're going to try and stay dry. We don't want to get wet. We're not trying to get wet, so you minimize it any way that you can. And whatever's on the inside, we want to get to the outside. So the other part of this is you move moisture outside faster than it comes in. Whether that's from outside precipitation or from inside perspiration, you want it to go outside faster than it's coming in. Well, you can do that through venting, opening up, and allow it to dump right to the outside. Or it's through breathability that we'll talk about right after this break.